What's up? What's up? What's up? Matt Birdsall here. Happy Friday to you. A hot Friday. Hydrate. Stay in the shade. Hit the AC. Need pizza, hit the drive-thru. It's gonna be hot all over. Now, thank goodness there's a breeze. Because we need her bad. But hey, Matt Birdsall filling in. Co-hosting, temporarily hosting, whatever you want to call it. There's many ways to do this. Here on Game Time. Until the powers that be get this baby lined out. And see what happens. George Norwood back there mixing up on the ones and twos. Georgie, how is Friday going for you? Did you get swole this morning?
Ooh, I sure did.
You did?
Got a nice little workout over at Farrell's.
Got a pump in?
Yeah. But what was great is that I knew I needed a coffee this morning. I don't know what was wrong with me. I didn't get to sleep till like 3:30.
Yeah, you were all cracked up yesterday.
Man. And then like all of a sudden, like 3:30 in the morning comes around and I'm just like, oh, I guess I should go to sleep because I got to get up at 7. But shout out. Who cares if I get in trouble at this point? Shout out to the Dunkin' Donuts on 106 and Fort.
Okay.
Gave me my coffee for free.
Really?
Yeah. I drive through. I was like, hey, here's my order. They're like, okay, pull around. And I was like, cool. I pulled around and had my payment ready. I was like, okay, how much is it? They're like, oh, don't worry about it.
Whoa.
Really?
Now you got random act of kindness from inside. I think somebody else inside bought
it. Nobody was in front of me or anything like that. Okay. So I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was just them making a decision. But it was on them. So shout out to them.
Absolutely a ton. That is nice. Shout out Chris Brown and Amy Brown. They're the owners of the Dunkin' Donuts here in town.
I thought you were talking about like Chris Brown.
No, not that one.
Oh,
not
left
that one.
Field? Okay, all right.
This is Texas Chris Brown, former Nebraska, not that guy.
Okay, yeah, shout out to Chris.
I feel I would be very punchy if I ever met that Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. Like if I met Rihanna's ex Chris Brown.
Yeah. That
I feel guy. I would get very punchy with him.
I don't think you guys would have a good interaction.
We're probably not the same two dudes. We probably wouldn't run in the same circles, but yeah. No, tons of stuff going on. Absolutely a boatload of things happening. Big Ten Media Day is going on. Props to Gary and Damon. Fantastic job. Good on the boys. As I said, one of the greatest benefits of this gig is probably getting to do stuff like that. You get to go out of town, get to interview any and everybody. You get to have a good time at night. Hopefully Damon and Gary took some of those recommendations, went there, went out, got after it, and had a good time. The off season for hockey now has picked up,
to say the least.
Did you see any of this?
No. Okay. No, please fill me in.
Artturi Panarin, former Chicago Blackhawk, fan. I'm a fan, and there's a lot of stuff I'll do in my life. If I was from Russia, criticizing Vladimir Putin probably wouldn't be one of them. I wouldn't step out on that ledge.
Smart decisions.
Unless I got the whole squad moved over ready, right? There's no immediate relatives in Russia currently. But hey, you guys all, I got plane tickets for everybody. Just fly over. We're going to do the I defect thing, like get off the plane. Get through customs, I defect. So now you're here. Like you're part. They can't send you back home.
Right.
But in this article in Deadspin, Panarin said, in regard to Putin, I think he no longer understands what's right and what's wrong. Psychologically, it's not easy for him to judge a situation soberly. He has a lot of people influence his decisions, but if everyone walking around for the 20 years is telling you what a great guy you are and how great a job you're doing, you will never see your mistakes. We have two cities that are developing, St. Petersburg and Moscow, but the rest of them are a joke. I lived in Columbus, which isn't even a top 10 American city. Sorry, Columbus. But look at the pictures and you will see how nice it looks. American cities are developing thanks to taxes, which stay in the state. But here, a lot of money goes to Moscow. So people everywhere work for Moscow's benefit. They're still in the belief of society that you can't say bad things about the government or you will be killed or poisoned. This should not be happening. You think? In America, star athlete can directly badmouth the president and nothing will happen. They can refuse to go to the White House, but here it's simply impossible. I am more of a patriot than those people who hush up the problems. They are playing with people's emotions and saying that you have to love your country no matter what and hate others. I think it's wrong. I see the issues. I don't talk about them. I think it's a greater treason than I am being talked about. Hey, man, I'm all for you. If this is the one you want to go on, if you want to if you want to hit that, that's your hill, get at her. Pitter patter, let's get at her. Artery. Artemi, sorry. I want to say Artery all the time. Artemi. But I hope everybody's here. And I hope you're just all going to stay. Because I don't care what would happen. That would be, I would be nervous. A lot. To go back there. I would be super scared. That's just me. I've never been to Russia. Russia's not on my top list of places to go visit. I'm sure it's beautiful. You know the great part? I get to see Dave Remington. Travels the world, takes pictures of stuff. Got the gist of it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate her. Beautiful picture of St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. Looks awesome. Probably not a spot for Versal. I'll probably head over to Czech Republic. The Versals over there evidently were royalty. There's a Versal castle. I'll probably go get my picture taken at that. But <we'll> just, that will probably be it. So but is it bad? I'm scared for a human being, and we're so spoiled here.
Yes.
We can piss and moan about whatever we want to piss and moan about. He's not wrong. Celebrities blast the president, and the president sometimes opens himself up. This is not a political debate, but you have free will to speak your mind.
Because I'm sure you've heard about the Enes Kanter stuff about the
yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, in Turkey. Yeah.
So it's very similar to that, and to the point where he won't even go to Toronto, right. Canada, to play against the Raptors.
Sick. Can't make a coach. What if they get the playoffs against each other?
Then, it almost had, like, if Portland would have made the finals, mm-hmm. he probably would have had to miss those games yeah. in Toronto.
Right.
Which would have been huge, because then they were like, who's starting at center? Probably Zach Collins, but like still, you're but missing yeah. a huge, yeah.
I'm going to play all year, except when we play there, except in the playoffs when we play there. Can't do that.
Right.
See, I hope the bread man is safe. He's yeah. in New York now. Hope the whole squad's over.
Man.
Tracksuits and chest hair galore running around throughout the Ruskies, but man.
Yeah, because after that, like, but I'm with you. That's
and he's not
wrong.
Wrong.
Right, and it's not like we're saying he's wrong or he can't, like, he's got every
we all
right
know
to,
it's happening.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those WTF moments, like, hey, bud, wait, calm down here. I get it. You just got stacks. You got stacks on stacks on stacks. You got paid.
Man, but like you said, that is one thing that I, George, would not do.
See, now this is part of me. I'd take the Ovechkin route. I'd take the Ovechkin route. Okay, I get it. I know how this is working here. I'm going to live in America, but we're going to be boys. So if you send me the credit card, you send me the Russian government credit card, I'll use that, baby. Right. We'll take the boys out. We'll have a good time. But, buddy, that just seems like a better life plan, like a life situation. Like, hey, what do I want to do today? I'm going to do this instead of that.
Right.
But these are funny things that I found as I was buzzing around the internet last night. Good show lined up for today. We'll talk to Brian Christophson at 11:30, check in with BC, get some of his takeaways, who impressed him at Big Ten Media Days. And then we're going to talk to Greg Smith from Hail Varsity at noon today. Switching her up here. We're going to go on our own little way here for a while. We're going to do it our way. George and I decided that the other day. So we're going to get some different folks in, see who we can talk to. And we're getting some stuff lined up for next week as well. So great show. Phone lines, though, as always, are open as we broadcast live here from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic. Zone Studios, hit us up. We don't have a hotline sponsor, but it's 951-1620, 877-951-1620. The Equitable Bank Zone inbox, vers at 1620thezone.com. They take banking personally, equitableonline.com, or the JTech Instructions on Twitter feed at vers.
Is Pisons okay?
What is that?
I think that's your phone that's like binging. Is that me?
No, it ain't me.
It ain't me, okay.
Is binging a word?
Bing. Like, I don't know. It's more like a sound.
Sounding? It ain't me, bud.
Maybe
George, you're hearing things. You're
what
hearing
did they
things.
Put in his coffee?
Maybe there's a reason they gave you that free coffee.
Are you guys hearing that?
Oh, it's Stibbs. Oh, weird.
Oh, wow.
Mike Stibbs.
Wow.
Super producer, voice singer guy, leaves his phone here, and we got background noise and stuff pinging everywhere.
I am so sorry. Me and Twitty have been looking for my phone for the last 10 minutes. I'm like, Twitty, I've been nowhere but my office.
It's like a two-man search party.
And, And I have an Apple Watch that can ping my phone.
Okay.
And so I'm like,
there you go. George, I'd like an apology. I would like to apologize for me because you said it was my phone.
I thought it was in my car. I thought we were walking all over the place. And he goes, are you sure you haven't been in the Zone studio? And I'm like, oh, I did go in and check on Shane to make sure everything was good. Bing. And then I realized I just pinged my phone like 7 times.
Yeah. Wow.
I looked at Burns. I was like, is Pison's okay?
Yeah.
He's blaming me. I'm like, all I hear is pinging.
So the look on this. Okay. So if you've ever been in the studio, there's two windows. They kind of got them covered up with posters and stuff. But
literally.
As you go around the corner, you can see out. Well, the look of panic on Stib's face and the ass-eating grin on Twitty's face were two of the best things for my day today. Because Twitty knows that he was right. It's like, that thing's in the studio.
As soon as I was like, I've been pinging that thing in the studio.
Yeah, super producer Mike Stibbs just making background noise.
Apologies, guys. Apologies. Along with your phenomenal radio show.
You should apologize for that hat. Bronco hat. Beat it.
All right,
good to see you, boys.
All right, I was worried about the restaurant, man.
Yeah, you were. I was like, bud, I will occasionally leave my phone on. It will ring. I will grab it super quick, turn it down. But the rest of the notifications, I don't even want to know when they come. So those don't even make a noise. That's why, Brank, I'll look at my phone, and you'll hear me mutter under my breath. And then I'll just keep removing. I'll keep her going down the road. Today, though, in the meantime, we are going to get into a bunch of just quotes and things. I thought the fellas handled themselves really well. Mulberry, Davis, and Adrian Martinez, very poised. I got to talk to my guys, Sharp and Benning, though, right? So, Gary and Dame, if you're listening in, but I don't know if they're still doing interviews. Boys, we know Coach Frost has caught in some heat because he likes to put in a whapper, right? He likes to put a fatty in. Just like us common folk. I got one in right now. You can probably tell that by the way I'm talking. But when you post the picture of him that you're taking, Gary had a hilarious statement on it. Mm-hmm. Coach Frost is smiling, laughing. Says, Gary said, hey, this is what we were talking about when Damon's playing career. It was funny. Gary got jokes. But can we take a picture from the other angle? Hey, Chris, if you're sitting in full whapper view, go to the other side of the table. Take the picture. Yeah, get our guy in trouble here. I'm sure, people are like, oh, he shouldn't do that. He's molding young minds.
This guy.
I didn't start chewing because Coach Stanford was doing it. Sometimes when you're younger, you find a way to get a cheap buzz. That was what it was. Start with some Red Man. It's pretty awesome. I'm not saying it's good or bad. Kids, don't do that if you're listening at home. Parents, if you're doing it. I got some little quitter tablets now. But my mom didn't raise a quitter. Terry Verzal and Nancy Verzal didn't raise a quitter. So I'm trying to hold on to it. Yeah. I thought that was funny. I was like, guys, he catches some flack for that. Just take a picture from the other side. You ever chewed?
I have tried it once.
Yeah.
How'd that go? Not for me.
No?
Nope.
You get the spins?
No. I'm not going to lie. I kind of enjoyed the feel that I got from it.
Right.
But then on the tin, I couldn't get past this point. It said, can cause cancer. I was like, in big, bold letters.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, nope.
Right on the top.
So if you have never showed me the 10, I was like, I wouldn't hate it. I probably would, okay. But I saw the 10. I was like, no, I can't. Death is literally, like cancer is right there.
You got it right there. That's what's going to happen. So yeah, to those that are asking, I appreciate all people have been sending direct messages, emails, all that stuff. Awesome. We don't know the process. So I'm guessing if you want to voice your opinion, email the station, the studio, let them know what you think. Any input's always appreciated, and it's always great, though. I do love and support you guys give me is very kind. We're all kind of in this ride together. We're going to do the best we can for as long as we can. We'll see what happens, where the cards fall. But I do, you do know, because I try to tell you every day, I love chatting with you guys from everywhere. I've got folks out in the warehouses, to folks in the farm, to guys that are grinding out in the financial services industry. We're just trying to get a couple laughs out of the day. That's all we're trying to do. Coming out of the Equal Bank Zone inbox, John says, D. Wright on the picks. When they show a video, he has one in, and is easily seen by others in my house. I'm the one that gets yelled at. So, see, you'd be doing John a favor.
Right.
You just not do that, John. Come on. You're both better than that. No, I love you, boys. Hope you had a blast in Chicago. I want to hear the stories when you get back. We're going to take a quick one here. We'll come back. The British Open is heading on right now. How's my guy Beef doing?
What's his name?
This isn't him.
Who's that?
That's just another chunky white dude.
I was about to say.
That's not Beef.
I think I might have a new favorite.
Oh, wait till you see. You haven't seen Beef?
No.
Oh, bud. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like bigger guys doing like in sports.
For sure.
So like I love fat baseball players. Yeah. Love them.
Bartolo Colon.
Oh, yeah. I'm big.
Favorite. All right. Take a quick one. Come back. Game time.